And I was like, that is not you at all, dude. You've changed, man.
No, yeah, I used to be a chubby Filipino. No, that was I kind of like regret going on that trip.
Where?
Panama City Beach.
Oh, Jesus, dude. Christ.
Yeah, it was Panama. I just got talked into it. Panama. I was going to go to Cancun, and my friend, he was like, you just need to save like $1,000.
Yeah, because
I had like
super
$750 bucks saved. Uh-huh. And my other friend was like, hey, if you have like $300, all you need is money for food. We already have alcohol. I'm like, I'm in. Let's do it.
What did you do when you were there?
I don't remember. No, I was just dumb. Doing dumb shit for a week. There's no rules. There's like.
Just right.
Yeah, you
a back stick.
Can do whatever. You can literally do whatever the fuck you want. Do you watch football?
Sure don't.
Do you guys know who Dak Prescott is?
No.
He's a quarterback in the Cowboys.
Cool
and
name.
It is kind of a cool
Dag.
Name. Dak. D-A-K.
Dak.
Like when
even
you
cooler.
It's like someone won that big buck hunting.
Deferred action for kids.
It sounds like a name from like the Fifth Element or something.
He's
like,
a governmental acronym.
He was at a concert. It was a Waka Flocka concert. And he got he got jumped. For no reason. Just because he was like a college
just
quarterback.
Just because he was different.
Yeah, but then
are you sure you're not talking about my high school?
Could be.
People confuse Waka Flocka and my high school a lot.
Really?
Do they really?
Waka Flocka High?
Yeah. Did you go to your high school?
No, I'm just saying getting jumped for no reason.
Dude, that's how the school I work at is at. That's why I'm gonna start going to like jujitsu with Matt or something because I'm scared of these children.
Bro, as soon as we stop podcasting, I'll show you some boxing
this
fundamentals.
This kid fucking pushed me this week. And I moved a few feet. Like, he was way stronger than me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to put Colin in a triangle earlier, and he wouldn't let
me. I was running away.
What are the rules? Because I work for an unnamed food corporation that I won't be working for much longer. So, but I've literally almost gotten in fights there because...
At work?
Yeah, with crazy either homeless people or just people who are crazy generally. Who are literally in my face, if I'm like the cash register or something, they're like in my face screaming. And one dude was just drinking wine. He was
drinking
homeless
wine.
Guy. He just fucking, every day he comes in.
He's drinking wine?
Yeah. Well, every day, here's the thing. He comes in, and this happens multiple times daily. Homeless people come in. They ask the people in line, can you give me money? Can I get for a burrito? You know, this and that. And I have to be like, man, it's just, you know, we can't have you doing that. And you can do that outside.
Yeah.
You can't ask our customers for money while they're in our fucking line.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then he was like, he's like screaming, how much for one taco? I tell him how much. And it's $2.62 for one chicken taco. And he hands me a $1 bill. And I was like, sir, I'm sorry, but like, I'm on three cameras and a register that's a computer. Like, I have to have the money or else I can't just open it and then I'm going to be out money when we count my drawer at the end of this shift, like, which happens every single time.
Yeah.
So he goes, fine. So he walks out and then he comes back a minute later with a $10 bill.
Hey.
And I'm like, where the fuck was this before? And so I was like, oh, well, here's your taco. And he's drinking a bottle of wine. And I had already been kind of spoken to about, like, I can be a little hot to trot sometimes.
I could see that.
A little quick on the trigger, maybe, figuratively.
Uh-huh.
And so I just go to my manager. I'm like, hey, yeah, the guy that was, you know, causing a scene, now he's drinking a bottle of wine. And the manager and dude goes, well, tell him he can't do that, and if he does it one more time, we'll have to kick him out. I'm like, okay. And he goes, let me get a bag. So I give him.
You guys sell booze though, right?
Yeah.
But you can't.
You can't drink your own bottle of wine. Yeah.
But I mean, what if someone brought in their own water bottle?
Yeah, if you want to be a seventh grader and drink vodka out of a water bottle in a restaurant,
turn water into wine, baby.
Yeah, dude.
But he's like, all right, give me a to-go bag. Like, so I thought he was leaving. No, he put the bottle of wine in the brown bag and thought that now it's cool to drink. And I was like, all right, sir, I'm sorry, but I was told if you do it again, I'd have to ask you to leave, and I have to ask you to leave. And boy, he did not take it well. I'll just say that. Yeah, it was a whole fucking thing. He's screaming. He's like, I'm like, you have to leave. And then he's like, what's your name? I go, it doesn't matter what my name is. You need to leave. The door's right here. I'm like, just point him to the door. And then the more agitated he's getting, I actually walked behind the counter because I'm like, have a barrier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm not actually scared of this guy, but so the reason.
But you fight, you would hurt this guy.
I would, and
you know, no one wants to beat the shit out of a homeless guy.
That's not how I want to lose my job. Yeah. I want to go out giving my 2 weeks. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And not in jail.
You were
jail.
About to give that guy your 2 weeks.
Yeah,
fucking more than two, bitch.
And so but the reason why I remember this is because our rule apparently is he has to hit me first. I was like, so wait, he can't swing on me first and I weave it. I have to let him hit me first?
You got
to
go full like frat boy and go punch me in the face, pussy.
Yeah, and that always, anybody who does that, that's a man about to get knocked out.
Yeah.
A free shot, never. You're fucking stupid. No, never give anybody a free shot because you'll probably wake up staring at some lights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this dude has all of four teeth, and I was ready to shove all four of them down his throat. But he also, I was like, he's probably got something that I don't want.
Yeah.
So I don't want a fight to happen. So anyway, yeah. My manager had to come out and do it. And he's a Puerto Rican dude from the West Side, and he wasn't taking. I thought he was about to fight the dude after I was like, it was escalating, and I was like, he walked out, and he's like, sir, go. And then dude kept talking shit. And then I didn't even realize this till later. I didn't hear this. But apparently while screaming at me, he called me racist. I was like, no, actually my boss told me.
Yeah.
I'm the only white guy who works there. I'm like, I would be. My coworkers were making fun of me afterwards. They were making jokes. They're like, man, we didn't know we were racist this whole time. You know, we've been working with you and stuff. And, but apparently. And when I got really heated, I don't remember doing this till people told me. I like hit like 10 out of 10 where I just like literally I was like, oh, I said that.
Huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I was ready. He said something when he was finally leaving. Hold on, we're pausing for Justin.
Look who it is.
Yeah,
Mr. Hollywood.
You're gonna catch the very end of this story. So. As this guy was finally
it's about
leaving,
Reese being racist.
Wait, Justin has to guess what happened now.
Okay, yeah.
You gotta
guess what led to this. So apparently after he was starting to leave and he starts yelling at me again and pointing and like made another step or two towards me, I guess I turned my hat around because I have to wear my stupid hat. I turned my hat backwards. I go, we can fucking do this.
You went Pokemon trainer
yeah.
on him, dude.
I was like, I was going to be like, Pikachu, I choose you. Like, yeah, that's who the fuck turns their hat? Because my manager was like, Reese, go in the back. And I did. And I ended up punching something. I fucked my hand up like real bad. But I came back. He's like, turn your hat around. Calm down. I was like, oh, yeah, what happened? And they're like, well, he called you racist. And I was like, what? I didn't hear that over all the things he said. But eventually he left. And there's this one homeless guy who's he's just come in and he's pissed in our dining room 3 times. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you meant he was like
pissing
pissed off.
Once,
he
shame
pissed.
On him.
He pulled out his penis and urinated. There's also about 3 o'clock. Our restaurant turns into just an after school program for kids where they just come in and ransack. He did it in front of children.
So he's a sex offender now,
basically. Yeah. But literally,
and people are worried about rats in restaurants.
Yeah,
dude. And it was so casual. I didn't know that this was the guy, but he came in the other day, and the manager on duty goes, "Hey, Tony, get out of here." I'm like, we're just on a first name basis with Tony now. Damn.
Well, I feel like after you see someone's penis, you should know their
name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right. And just the Midwesterner in there has to be courteous, you know.
You got to be polite.
Yeah.
There was when I worked at, I don't give a fuck, I don't work there. I worked at Nordstrom on Michigan Avenue, and they tried to fire me.
I actually don't know what
Nordstrom
is.
It's a shopping. It's a store.
Oh, okay.
It's a shopping.
It's just like a big shopping center. Okay.
It's a place
but
where shopping
it's actually
happens.
It's in a mall. But,
a mall is like a big place of shopping.
Transferred to the restaurant, and they were like, you're going to be a busboy. I was like, I did this for like 2 years when I was in high school. I was like, this is dumb. And they're like, all right, well, all the servers, like, and I have serving experience. They're like, we can't make you a server right away. What are you looking for?
No, I'm getting the pubes off my mic.
Yeah, it's like pube beard mic. Hairs. I don't know why there's hair in the mics.
We all have beards.
I don't know.
Who broke this mic stand?
Matt Kennedy.
Of course.
Yeah.
You should give me a guess. One guess.
But so they put me on fucking hosts. hosting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was just bullshit. I would just put in shit into the computer. Yeah. Like, I was like, it was like I was working at McDonald's. But there was this dude who was also a host who would sometimes surprise me with a blunt, and he was a fucking man. His name was Reggie. And we took our break at the same time. Came back, and we were stoned, and this dude who came in, he could have been homeless, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he gave us a gift card, which he obviously stole. Like, that's... It was... Couldn't be more obvious. And then you're supposed to scratch it off,
right,
like, when you put it in the code, and he didn't know that because they tell that to you when you buy it.
Right.
Not when you fucking steal it. And then he just fucking lays into me. He starts calling me, like, dumb and shit. And, like, because I was like, dude, this is what I have to do. Yeah. He's like, I'm not your fucking dude, bro. Like, he was going crazy. And my boss came over. He's like, is it cool? I was like, I just went to the pad. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go to the back until this guy leaves. He's not my biggest fan. And then I had to come out and explain what happened. And they just, like, let him steal the card.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they suck. Fuck Nordstrom. They tried.
No, I was told. To fire dude, me twice. I get so mad because we have to kick.
Yeah, fuck them, dude.
We have to kick these teenagers out sometimes because they just come in after school. They all come in. Can I have a water cup? And I have to say yes. And they just fill it with pop. And I was like,
Coke City,
to
dude.
My gym. I was like, it's can I? Dave, they're clearly. Please. Can I say something? She's like, no. I was told not to say something, and I couldn't not. A dude just got a water cup, and it was his third time. I go, how many water cups do you need? He's like, this is my first one. I go, no, it's not, but here you go. Like, just get out of my face.
Yeah.
And I watched him, and there's literally, it's the pop machine is like right in front. I don't even need to see. I can just hear if there's pop being dispensed or a light tinkle of water. I go, is that water? And he goes, no. And he's like, I don't know. He might be like 14, but he's like 6'4". Yeah. And like,
he hasn't done improv yet. Yeah, so he doesn't really know how to.
But he looked like, oh, the deer in the headlight. I'm like, it's not that big a deal. Yeah. But like, don't do it so brazenly in my face that you're like literally disrespecting me.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's the point. It's disrespectful. I mean,
it's not a financial problem, really. Like, what? So it's not, probably like it's not a cent more than water. But it's like, it really comes, it's like one of the last, like, pure, just like, this is a moral issue.
Yeah.
Are you someone that gets soda? Bag.
Yeah. And,
dude,
yeah.
I've gotten so many sodas and water.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Never once
too.
Had someone call me out for it. I, just like the kid, I would have shit my pants if someone would be like, hey, you can't do that. Oh, sorry.
It was this third water cup, and I go, is that water? He goes, no. Then I go, why the fuck did you ask for a water cup then? And then he just dropped it and walked out, and I was just like,
you know, he's telling his friends, like, he's like,
no, they were out in the corner, and they kept looking back at me. I'm like, I'm not calling the cops. Actually, last week,
you should have faked that you were.
Team
I should have. Only they have cameras on me, and if I, we're not even supposed to have our phones on us.
Fuck
the entire
show. Dude, I've been that kid.
What if there's
though,
an emergency? What if there's a family emergency?
Yeah. No, I've totally.
You know, oh, sorry.
Oh, you go.
I found out my grandma died at work.
Oh, man.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck. Did you leave? Or did you not have your phone on you?
I waited and I checked it at the end of my shift. Or I didn't check it for like a few hours, and then I found out at the very end of my shift, so it kind of worked out. But what I was going to say is we didn't call the cops on the guy for stealing Coke, like, you know, half a cup of Coke. But Mexican woman got her purse and wallet stolen on camera, and she knew it like immediately came up. We pulled up the footage, called the police, and they're like, yeah, it's not worth our time.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
What else?
Are you taking a picture right now, Grawski?
No, I was doing a little video for the Instagram story. I don't know, man. You gotta market a little bit.
We got a good video of me playing Kingdom Hearts earlier.
Yeah.
All of our.
I was like, why am I tagged in this?
Any of our listeners will know that. I'm mildly autistic.
You gotta live stream that on Twitch, though.
I mean, I was thinking about that today. I want to start streaming video games.
For those
I say
who can't
so
hear
much.
I want to watch you play video games.
There is a train
people
right in
watch
the background.
Me do it all, baby.
So I'm pretty sure you do. You are a little.
I shit on it, but there are people that get like.
I chose to live next to the train.
I just want
to
live as close to the train as possible. I'll pay anything. Yeah. I'll pay extra. I just want to live right below the train.
Wakes me up in the morning. I need that. Yeah.
Does it wake you up? I sleep through that shit.
If I'm like half awake, it makes me all the way awake. You know what I mean?
I live outside.
I wake up to John walking because he always has his shoes on. So if he walks by my door, I just hear like a doof, 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 and then the door like slam into the bathroom.
My window is, outside the window is an alley, and every motherfucker who comes through the alley honks their horn to let people know they're coming out the other end of an alley.
Yeah.
But it's just like, I don't do that. It's like, just don't go barreling down the alley and then stop and look.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Call mm-hmm. me crazy.
I guess there were guys like the other night doing coke outside of John's window.
Oh, really?
Because it's like right next to the alley.
It's off the dumpster.
Yeah, doing lines off the dumpster. They should have fucking... I told John to fucking try and scare him.
Try to get him to
But I guess that might not be a good idea to some coked out dudes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, let's get the jump on these coke heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to end well.
We actually have a pretty entertaining street out in front of us. Someone gets towed at least once a night.
Yeah, there's some very really? Good like basic yeah, dude. Bars someone got towed. Here.
It's the
like,
spot hero spots.
I've only been here one other time. Dude, it was on your birthday, yeah. Matt. And on my way home, I passed a fight and cops at a bar walking to the train, which is a very short walk.
Yeah, like Lakeview.
Fight with cops?
No, once I knew the cops, I was like, oh, this is boring. But there's still little guys jabbering. Yeah. And
they had broken. Oh,
no. Yeah, the cops were there. And then one
was it right on? Was it Kirkwood or...
It was whatever. Right out. Yeah, right out here.
Yeah, Lakeview.
I don't know if I'm not supposed to say that.
I almost
have you guys done the mic there?
Didn't come after us.
I didn't know there was a.
There's a mic.
There's a mic there on Thursdays. I went there after Blarney, and it was to three other comedians.
Who hosts it?
The girl. She's from New Orleans. She just moved here. Maybe Blair.
No.
She's cool. She's really Lizzie. Cool. She's a nice girl. I don't know her last name. I'm pretty sure her first name was Blair. It was the first time I met her. But it was like I went there with Jimmy Cakes.
Uh huh.
And then there was like Brendan Lemon, John McCombs, and two people I didn't know. And then you could tell squad, people dude. From the car or from the other Rat side pack. Of the bar would walk in and be like, oh, God, like this is yeah. so sad.
Oh, God, why Blarney, have you forsaken
Blarney
me?
Blarney was pretty fucking sad.
Oh, that was.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Justin was gave me a fucking that. Reserve spot for some goddamn reason, and I ate shit.
I asked for a reserve spot so I could go drive
I asked,
Uber.
Yeah, no, I asked, but I'm mad that you said yes.
I should have been like, save yourself, dude. Just don't even
It was bad. And that night, I was like, I'm so fucking tired. I just want to go to bed at 7 o'clock.
I don't know. I think Blair's mad at me because I shut the mic off.
You turn the mic off on
it? It was literally me and Jenny and Greg in the room. And I was like, all right, we're pretty much done. And Blair had put his name on the list. I was like, all right, do you want to? Sure. So then he handed him the mic. I was like, okay. Or no, there was one kid. Some kid was there who had like never even seen him at Blarney before. And Blair managed to walk. Can you imagine having the balls, like the second open mic you ever been to, be like, oh, it's the last comic, I'm the last person in the audience, like I'm gonna take a hike, I'm just gonna
yeah.
Was he older or younger?
No, he looked really young. Like probably I would assume he's
maybe
like
he had a curfew.
Yeah.
I'll just so I wanted to get out of there so I could drive Uber. I was like Valentine's Day.
I wanted to get out of there so I could slip my wrist.
Yeah. But as soon as I drove there, so I walked right to my car. Let the car warm up. I was like, maybe I'll wait till I like drive down Clark a little bit. But oh, well, I'll just turn the Uber and say I'm ready for a quest. I drove home Janelle and Corey.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I had a conversation. No, I dropped Janelle off and then Corey walked from there. But anyway.
Is that what they're calling it these days?
But,
walking.
But really, earlier that night, somebody was like, well, how are you going to feel when you pick up another comic now that you drive Uber? I was like, it'll pipe. Well, it depends on the comic. It might be weird. And then it happened that night. And I was like, oh, this is actually the best. We can talk.
Yeah.
It's not weird.
Did
we're
they
just
tip you?
Talking. Yeah, they were I think Corey did. It doesn't tell you who does what or anything.
If it was Corey, he tipped for sure.
He did.
Corey's fucking nice to not
do the first
that.
Thing he said, he's like, don't expect a fucking tip. I was like,
of course.
Oh,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm not. Just give me 5 stars. That's, you know, super important. Mm-hmm. You need to have like a really high rating, especially in Chicago,
really?
Where it's so competitive. Yeah, there's a million.
I always
drivers,
give 5 stars
dude.
Unless someone's an asshole. Unless they have to go out of their way to be an asshole.
I only have one non-5 star, and it's a 4 star. And I'm like, so you almost had a perfect experience.
I'm gonna check my rating.
Even if someone's an asshole, it's like, well, I've never had an Uber driver twice in Chicago, so I just give everyone 5. A buddy of mine. Was in Uber one time and he was like, yeah, I gave him 3 stars because the car smelled like weed.
Fuck you.
I was like, dude, we're on our way to get high.
I'll give him
like,
6 stars.
Yeah.
Is
he not, is it because he's driving high, you? Though? Like, I kind of get that. If he's driving high and you're super paranoid about that.
I've had people
the kind of guy that's paranoid
offer me
about
pens.
Yeah, dude.
Mostly on the south side.
I've had people ask to hit my pen.
Actually, like, yesterday, some people hit.
Can I do that right now?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Colin. Colin will vape in an Uber. That's yeah. wrong, right?
Oh my god, I did that once and would I was you be drunk
upset as an Uber driver.
It happened yesterday.
I asked first time. If I do it, I always ask. You didn't they, ask one that time, time I did it without asking. We were drinking all yeah, day at
and
the
I
beach.
Never forget that shit.
We were drinking all day ask, at the like, beach.
Bro, you mind if I hey. Vape in here? Is that cool?
Because he's gonna say no, which is
no. They always say it. There was one Nobody guy. Cares, there was
I'm
one
the
guy
only one qualified
no.
to speak to this. So
one guy who said
may.
No because he had a headache.
Shut up.
Look, I'm defending myself. I'm not in the wrong. Okay, I was in the wrong that time, but I was drunk. And I just didn't think about it, and I apologize.
That's what being drunk is. You're in the wrong.
The guy didn't even notice.
As the only Uber driver here, it's only happened once, and I'd done a bunch of consecutive trips. I saw this guy hitting a Juul, so he got in, and I go, "Hey, I saw you hitting your Juul. Do you mind if I take a few drags of mine?" Because I never do when I'm driving.
Yeah.
But it'd been like hours, and he was literally just hitting one. He knew he wouldn't give a shit. He's like, "Oh, no, I don't mind." I was like, "You can go crazy back there, you know, do whatever." He's like, "I also have a special pen." I was like, "Those are nice. Do your thing." So, like, he brought it up as a feeler, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't mind. I mean, I know the smell dissipates."
Yeah.
But when people crack open beers, it happened the first time. I didn't think that much of it. And then people are like, "No, you will not be able to drive for Uber if you get caught. Yeah. Because it's still
I have
an
a friend
open
that always drinks beers
car.
And... No, Ubers, now, and he leaves open beers. He's an asshole about
oh,
it.
Oh yeah, no, fuck that
he's
guy.
He's an asshole so about it.
You
he
can
lives
give,
in Denver. His name's
he leaves beer cans.
He'll
in
open.
Uber.
He'll be what like and cough it, and then he'll like drop the beer as he gets out.
Yeah, what a fucking douchebag.
Is if it's like an Uber X? Are those the big ones? Yeah, yeah
and an Uber X is just your own private ride.
No, yeah. Then it's an Uber whatever XL big one.
So he's
a
rich
big
too. I really hate this motherfucker.
Well, it's like if we go out and we'll all split an Uber, but like we'll all probably get. Fucked for it.
Were you guys?
Whoever calls it, I don't really know how it works.
At least a couple of you were with us that one night. We were leaving from Durkin's to go somewhere, and this tiny little Asian lady pulled up in an Uber, and she's like, "No, no, I can only take four people."
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're like, "Oh, no, no, we're going to do five. Like, we're going to do five." We were all just
oh,
drunk
four
assholes.
People can barely fit in my car.
But she was like, "I can only see four." We're like, "No, oh, no, we're going to do five. We're going to do..." And we all just got in, and she,
I felt
like,
so bad
let us,
that night.
Yeah, I wasn't no, there. Was, I wasn't
was
there.
Some, I hope you tipped.
That was some toxic male
masculinity. I assume
yeah,
you were...
A bunch of drunk
were you
assholes.
Drunk?
No, I was... Dude, I've seen my friends do cocaine in the worst places. I've seen them... You know, drink beers out in the open, but like that was like the worst thing I've ever seen them do was be that upfront, like rude to an Uber.
It's fine. We're gonna do.
Yeah,
five.
That like I and really was like, that was the closest
I've
been
never
to being
seen
like,
someone
the wrong.
I would have just pulled off as a driver. I'd have been like, "Fuck you."
Well, yeah, dude, it was.
Yeah, you got stuck for that.
That's what you should have done. And I'm not defending it in any way. I'm confessing, not defending.
Though, if I cancel, I don't. If like the rider cancels, you get like a $5. You get $5 or something.
I've been drunk and people have canceled on me, and I woke up the next day being like,
"Yeah,
I'm an asshole."
You can contest those charges pretty easily.
I've contested them every time. I'd be like, "They just didn't show up."
They're always like, "Yeah, you can have your $5 back."
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That comes out of Uber probably. They still get their $5.
I get $3.50
if it goes back.
Yeah, I mean Uber takes whatever percent. They take 30%.
Really?
Oh, even of the $5 charge,
everything.
You don't get all five.
You get all of your tips, which is a shame because that nobody tips.
I tip if the people are outgoing and nice and like
I tip
seem
if they
cool.
don't fucking
Nobody.
Talk to me at all.
But I don't tip a lot.
See, that's
I'll tip
the thing.
Like,
I try to read the room.
I'll tip
I'm
a
like,
dollar or two.
Yeah, no, I always I've taken an Uber like six times since I moved here, like almost a year ago. But it's because I don't have that Uber money. But every time I've done it, I've tipped a dollar or two because I thought it was just customary.
See,
and it turns
changed.
Out, nope.
When I first got here, Uber Pool was comparable to public transit. Like, whenever they were just bringing out Uber Pool, I guess they were trying to compete with, like, CTA. And Uber somewhere, Uber Pool would literally be, like, $2, $2.25,
$2.50. Dude, Uber Pool sucks.
And I
as
would
a
take
driver,
that shit all
dude.
The time.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And it counts against it counts against my acceptance rate, which is important for, you need to have, like, a great acceptance rate. But literally, I've been like downtown. It alerts you if the ride is going to be over an hour.
Yeah.
Alert, so you can like decline it, but hurts against your acceptance rate. You can't decline more than like 3% of.
They don't take that shit into consideration.
No.
That's fucked.
But when I was downtown at 5, like this is when I'm going to make money. Surge pricing. Hopefully, I get an Uber X. It offers Uber Pool. That's already over, and it says over an hour Uber Pool. And I'm like, no goddamn way. You get paid like. half of what you would if I just had one person and did three short, little, easy trips.
Yeah.
And, opposed to an hour and a half trip where I'm going to have to pick up three other assholes. And usually after that, it tries adding more people to the car. And I have to click no and I have to give a reason, say there's no room in the car because I don't have a big fucking car.
Yeah.
Man. But
I'm just an asshole filling up water cups with soda and Uber pooling all over the place, dude.
Not tipping anybody. Dude. Uber showing up a goddamn hour late. What were you doing?
Yeah. That's my real question.
The guest was here on time. I was going to
be late. So I don't think that counts as being a complete hour late.
No.
A little later than
when you say a little late, it's like you're usually like 10 minutes of the most.
I was thinking like 20 or 30 minutes was what it was going to be.
Then why didn't you say that?
Like an hour.
I said
I was going to be a little late.
What were you doing?
Somebody told me.
You guys are gonna hate me.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
Say it. Now we gotta know.
Exactly what you're doing. Go, but say it.
Say it. I was gonna say it.
Every pair of pants I have was in the laundry. And I was waiting on my pants.
Okay, that's not what I thought.
That's not that bad.
Yeah, we thought you were like waiting on weed or something.
I had weed.
Oh, well, thank God. You would have been an hour and a half late.
I was just waiting on my pants.
Oh, that's fine, dude.
I had to wear pants over here.
That's fine.
No, dude. Break out those calves.
I don't believe that anyone doesn't have one pair of pants not in the washer.
I could have worn
time.
Sweats over here, but I didn't want to.
Yeah, that's Colin's thing.
Yeah, I love wearing sweats, dude.
I would, but I'm cold all the time.
I had a pair of long johns and basketball shorts when I was waiting on my laundry.
I get like, it's sad that like on Fridays at my work, I don't have to dress as professional, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I'll just wear a t-shirt.
Casual Friday?
That was the case last year, and I'm just assuming that's the case this year. Yeah, they do, but most of them don't fucking wear them.
Yeah, that's
and
how
we have to like... Was. That it takes it's it,
they have like a dress code.
We'd be able to we'd be, they have oh, a yeah, uniform. We'd
we
get we'd get to school. We'd get to the school aspect of school a lot faster if they didn't have a uniform. Because we spend the first 30 minutes of every first period being like, dude, take your fucking jacket off. Like you can't. It's against the rules to wear that.
Yeah.
It
takes 30 minutes.
I was like, if our boss comes in and sees us letting you do this, we look bad. I was like, I don't care that you're wearing a jacket with a pot leaf on it, but like. Those are the rules.
You're telling them, like, hey, man, I'll fucking blaze it up with the best of them.
Look, dude,
like,
I'm high right now.
You got to take it off.
There was one class where they didn't want to get a sub, so they were like, hey, can you teach this class? And I was like,
class? What was
sure.
It?
Yeah, it was a history class, but like, it's a class where the kids.
So what age group?
That class is sophomores to seniors, I think. Schoolers. Yeah, they're high schoolers, but like they didn't give me a lesson plan. They didn't give me anything. So
you
the kids
lecture,
came in,
though,
and it's
like
a
was talking about
no. So I did like a little do now when they first came in. It was like, what's your favorite? It was just like, what's your favorite story in history? And like two of the kids did it, and we talked about it for 2 seconds. I was like, all right, you guys, I'll be cool if you're cool. I was like, don't get too loud. I was like, they're computers. I was like, all your assignments are on the computers. I was like, do them. They all probably went on YouTube. And we started talking about, some kid was talking about like how he gets like so high. And I'm like, dude,
to
I'm, essentially, I was I was like, dude, I'm 5 feet away from you. I was like, use a code or something. I was like, I can't, like, I don't want to hear
granted,
this.
Granted, I know the code, but use it.
But then he like started talking about, I was like, I don't even have a problem with it. I was like, you guys are probably just like too young to be doing it right now. And I was like, it's like
high school
legal and some, I was like, I mean, yeah, but I got to say that. But then we talked about it.
I don't think
like,
that's the wrong thing to say. I don't think people underage should be smoking weed.
No.
But I was like, you just got to be responsible. Like, don't drive and shit like that. I was like, use it for good reasons. Like,
wow.
People,
thanks, mister.
Where they legalize it. And I tried
thanks,
to, like,
teach.
Talk about, like medical shit and, like, why it's being legalized. And they just weren't. Like, one kid told me a story about how he got caught by the cops. I was like, always fucking be respectful of cops. I was like, they have a binder full of shit.
You told him Blue Lives Matter.
They could, yeah. I was like, but I was just saying, I was like, my dad's like best friend is a cop. He's like, don't be a dick to cops. He's like, he could go in his car, get a binder of shit, and give you as many tickets as he wants. He could find anything.
You could always get fucked at any time. Yeah.
And, well, I got arrested. I was respectful.
Man.
I was around their age.
Man.
What'd you get arrested for?
Ruled out.
Yeah.
Weed.
Oh, okay.
You didn't go down swinging?
I actually stole the cop's gun. Nice. I still have it. It's my trophy.
GTA style. Yeah. Shit, got that gun. Got that car. Got the fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. But
hit a few ramps. Call it a day.
Had to grow. I really don't think.
And I told one of the kids. He was like, cops, his brother. He was talking about how his brother's like fucked up from gang life. I was like, dude, if weed keeps you away from gang life, do it.
Yeah. Like, but I feel like it also pull you in to gang life potentially, right?
But they he pulled me back in. That kid's trying to be like a rapper, so I'm like, just fucking. No, I didn't say fucking, but I was like, make beats and write. Yeah, I was like.
If fuck mad pussy and smoke a lot of weed.
Yeah,
because all they ask me all the time if I get high.
I write that on the chalkboard every time. Yeah. I walk.
Get one of your every day they ask me if I smoke
weed.
And what do you say?
I say no. But
so your students think you're a fucking square, dude.
Oh, they totally do.
You're some kind of dork.
They totally. And then I just go home and smoke weed and talk shit about them.
Dude, just show them the podcast, dude.
About them.
Yeah,
I'm so terrified my work is gonna find this, dude.
You know, like expand the people hearing this. I think kids, high school students.
Yeah,
see, I think they would love
it. You drug tested for that job?
No. Well, and they put my old boss, who got me the job last year. We worked together at Nordstrom, and I had a show at Comedy Bar, so I smoked and then went to the bar before Comedy Bar and chilled with her. And she's like, "You're high right now?" She's like, "Your drug test is next week." And I was like, are you fucking... You wouldn't tell me that before we started? She's like, no, I'm just fucking with you. I was like, well, I'm not high anymore, bitch. You killed my high.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
dude,
they don't.
One time I was at this graduation party with a buddy of mine. And we're the only two, like, just kind of out of place, these two, like, stoner kids there. And the girl who was having the party, her older brother came up to us and he goes, hey, guys, I got two fat blunts. You want to go upstairs and smoke them? And we're like, what? Yeah. And he goes, ah, I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, what a dick. An asshole.
It sucked.
That's just mean. I had one of my favorite bowls. I brought it to my friend's little brother's graduation party. You shut up. And then
stoner.
That was hitting my jewel.
Fucking burnout.
My jewel.
Fuck you. Running the jewel.
And then the next day, I like gave it to my friend's little brother. I was like, dude, happy graduation, this is all you. The next day we go out in the garage and someone broke it and tried sweeping it underneath like something. We just saw like half of it sitting out. I was like, wow.
Swept under the rug.
I think it was him. I think it was, he's the one that broke it and he's afraid to say it because he knows I'll play Connect Four on his face.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I heard a girl at my school say it once.
Damn.
And I was like, that's pretty funny.
You work with some funny kids, man.
They are. Some of them are hilarious.
Yeah.
They just don't do anything at school. And which makes me hate
them.
I tell them, dude, I was like, I get it, school sucks sometimes. I was like, but you have to do it all the time.
Most times.
I mean, I don't want to. I fucking hate going to work, dude.
Were any of you guys like crushing it in high school?
I did at the end because I did so bad in the beginning.
I just think it was
by crushing it. What do you mean?
The general experience though, like everyone's just awkward and everything sucks when you're a teenager.
Some kids had it figured out.
But those kids fucking suck.
I was always jealous.
Those kids are living the most boring lives now.
Those people that got the superlatives, though, like how many? Like you always, it's like always something you'll see with like comedians and stuff. Like they were like voted most funny in like in high school, especially like comedic actors and stuff. It's like, oh man, those kids kind of had something figured out like pretty early on, where they were like able to get other people to think they were a thing.
We couldn't do that. Someone called in. Someone's parents called in and was like, "This is
no superlatives.
Fucked up." Yeah.
Yeah.
So like all the voting got canceled.
Yeah, there like was most likely to succeed.
There was a girl at my high school who passed out in the bathroom at a party once and shit herself and like shit all over the bathroom. And she got voted life of the party.
Damn, that's awesome.
Dude,
we didn't even have this in my school.
Superlatives?
High school,
really?
Teenager shit.
You went to a pretty bad school.
I went to
school,
a black
though,
school.
Right?
I don't know what any of you are talking about right now.
Yeah, I went to a very white school.
I mean, yeah.
I guess we had everyone at my school.
Right? Most likely to be gay. I don't know. Whatever you vote on.
We had a thing called Mr. Western. It was like
Actually, now that you mention it, I did get that. Yeah, yeah, I did. I forgot. I blocked it out.
Yeah. Dude, there was a thing called Mr. Western at Western High School where I went. And it was basically, now that I think back, it was like a male competition of like who is the coolest guy.
Which
basically.
One? What was it called?
Mr. Western. Like you would win.
Just the name of the school.
Yeah, so it was like a talent show.
Oh, we had that one.
Dudes only. Yeah.
Oh, we did that senior year. We didn't have that anything in the other.
It was always like I think there was like a stand-up kid. And then there was like another guy who like fucking like played drums to like a rap song. Like
really?
Just boom, boom, Like, everyone's killing, like laughing, and there's like lights and stuff. And yeah, dude, it was weird. It was like a male talent show.
We didn't have that. That shit sounds lame.
Yeah,
one of my friends won Most Attractive, and he had it framed, and he hung it up on his wall.
It's wild.
The last time I was at his parents, his high school or his college diploma or degree was on the floor. You should be doing
that to people, dude. It was always rich kids where I went too. The rich kids were the ones that won those. It wasn't for like the trash kids like me. Like
trash kids.
There's one white kid at my school, and I feel so bad for him.
Oh yeah, because he
sticks out like a sore thumb. But he's like, he has like this big Zelda backpack, which I think is cool, but no one else thinks.
He has what?
The big Zelda backpack.
Oh yeah.
And then he wears these like, I think that they're green. I think they're Zelda gloves with like the fingers cut off.
Oh, fuck.
And, like, I can tell he doesn't shut greasiest hair in the world. I never work with him, so I don't know his name. But I'm like, dude, I want to go up to him and be like, dude, you gotta try a little fucking harder,
he's
man.
Literally that's the,
a
movie. There's dude. Only that's the only white kid in the whole school.
Only white kid.
That's crazy. Even my school in a cornfield in Indiana was a little more evenly mixed than that.
I mean, it's like probably like 95% black, 4% or like not even 1% white. There's just that one kid, and then like 5% Mexican, and then that kid.
Oh man!
I found out like the first week. I was expecting like high school because I had watched the Breakfast Club and stuff.
See, I watched American Pie, and that fucked me up. I thought I was gonna see a ton of titties in high school.
No, I found out in the first week. I was like, you know the cool kids. Like, there's the like top gang members of the gang that controls the territory.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't this like cool, who's the cool? It was like, you're in the gang.
Yeah, that makes
you
cool.
Or you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was not.
Yeah. that's kind of similar to, but like a gang fight broke out of my school.
But like
last
football
week.
Players Damn. And basketball players, if they were like, there were a few that were like white, like they were kind of like just off, like they were cool.
Yeah.
Just because they were like...
Were they actually gangbanging them?
No. They were like left alone.
I mean like the cool kids, like the ones that were in... Because I can't tell if these kids are actually like, or the gangbanging, or they're just like...
I mean, there's a lot of people claim it and aren't
ready.
What
exactly is gangbanging? Selling drugs?
The fucking wire shit. Selling drugs, having guns and shit.
You know how we want our job, don't want to have a job and we want it to be comedy? It's that, but illegal shit.
Yeah,
I'm listening to this audiobook right now that's talking about how like at that stage in adolescence, a lot of those like grasping.
It's Jordan Peterson's 12 rules for life.
No. It's
you won't admit it on air.
No, I don't even know the name of the author now that I think about it. But he talks about how like at that stage.
That's probably Jordan Peterson.
No, I swear it's not.
What's wrong with JP?
Dude, he's trying to tell you that he's listening to Mein Kampf.
Yeah, right? Listen to Mein Kampf on audiobook.
Now he has to look up. To look up what book he's reading.
It's called Radical Honesty by Brad Blanton, but he's a psychologist and he talks about
Shout
like
out Brad.
Yeah, dude, Brad.
Who named Nave? Yeah,
friend of the podcast.
Boy. Yeah, he talks about the like people cling to roles at in adolescence like that, like clinging to a role of like being in a gang or certain whatever other roles you could think of as a way of diverting from actually trying to figure out who they are as a person.
Yeah.
Oh, I totally get that, yes. Dude.
Well, also, you know, especially people who come from broken homes are looking for a family,
yeah,
of sorts, and they
or they're made to feel like they're inherently bad or something like that.
I mean, face it; it is cool to be bad.
Oh yeah, the bad boys wearing the jackets.
I mean, it's not cool to be bad to the bone. It's not cool anymore.
It has to be bad to the bone.
Yeah.
But like,
millennials are killing being bad.
It's like that is cool. It's like a top of the food chain, like Predator. We're on our own. Who's making the most money when we're fucking 15 to 18?
Well, yeah.
Well, there were some 20-year-olds and shit. But I got out of there. Got out of there in 2 years though.
Yeah, I've seen so many kids go to college as like.
Wait! You graduated high school in 2 years.
Yeah.
So are you like a super genius?
No, I dropped out of college after 2 weeks, but it was only because I started when I was 17 in college, when I started college, and then I thought I wanted to be an EMT. They didn't tell me to take the final. You had to be an eight of age.
Yeah,
I was still underage
for EMTB.
Oh man.
Yeah, and they also told me that you so minimum wage is different. And this was in 2009. I graduated.
So it was like $6.
It was $8 an hour for an EMT. And minimum wage was like $7.50, yeah. Like $6.85 or
EMTs
something.
EMTs get fucked.
Yeah, and I was like, really? Oh, I don't want to do this. Crazy. And I can't even take the test, so I dropped out and was like, I guess I'll go back sometime. And then I started doing comedy. And
EMTs
like,
make
I'm not
no
going
money.
Back to school.
Yeah,
EMTs make no money, and then paramedics, who basically are trained to do like everything they can without a doctor around, like so pretty like high level like emergency shit. They might top out like $45,000 a year or 50,
wait,
maybe.
That's a paramedic.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's like the third. It goes to EMT.
When an ambulance
that
pulls
is so
up
fucked.
And people yeah. hop out and start getting you. Those are EMTs.
Yeah,
or
yes. EMTs.
How much
kinda,
do those guys make who just hold signs on the fucking road?
Probably
a lot
similar
more.
Amount.
Yeah,
paramedics don't make any good money.
That's so fucked.
Yeah, hold and I mean, signs. Granted, their job
like,
is to
like,
stabilize.
Go slow, stop. Those fucking
oh,
signs.
I thought you were talking
yeah.
about
yeah.
the people
I
like
heard them
for
make
a restaurant.
Those are, yeah.
spinning signs? Yeah. They should get paid more too, dude. Yeah. They got fucking skills.
Yeah, they should. Hell yeah.
But yeah, dude.
But yeah, I'm kind of a genius to answer your question. I mean,
2 years.
If I,
it took me four.
Fucking lame, dude.
It took me eight. Years. I was Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused. No, I don't know, dude. I don't want to go... I do want a job that fucking pays more money, obviously, but
yeah, did you?
I don't want to go back to fucking school.
Did you finish college?
No. Yeah. I started doing comedy, and I was like, I'm going to take a little break, do comedy more, and then I didn't do more comedy. I was still hitting, like, one mic a month at the time.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh, I'll just do 5 mics in a week, and I'll be an established comic.
Yeah.
And then I was wrong. Is that water?
How life worked? Yeah. That water looks terrible.
That
looks like
is
Sprite.
Yeah.
No, it's bubbles.
It's like bubbles. If you let it sit, yeah, it'll be clear. Dude, I was raised on tap water, right? I'll drink some fucking
oh,
tap
we can tell.
Water. I hate tap water.
Dude, our water went... It was a few years
body
ago.
Body by tap water.
It's already settling. It's clearing up.
It was like Nationals Toledo. That's
the lead
from.
Is just...
Lead wouldn't
weird.
Float to the top and disappear.
No, that happens with our water in Toledo, too. But we had like an emergency where we couldn't drink the water for like a week, like 5 years, 4 or 5 years ago or something. It was like... national news, even though Flint hasn't had water for fucking ever. Really? But it was like crazy. People.
Where are you from? Michigan?
Toledo, Ohio.
Oh, why did I think Michigan?
I'm right on the border because like I did a lot of comedy in Detroit. Like people,
maybe
would,
that's why I thought that.
People would always like when I would come through Chicago. Like, he's in town from Detroit. I'm like, I never said that, but
yeah.
But I knew all the Detroit. Like there was like a crew of Detroit guys who came out here, and now they live in New York. But like Jeff Sheen, Jeff R. Curry. Like I knew those dudes. Like
right oh, Jeff R. Curry's from. Detroit,
yeah, yeah. So like, I knew those dudes from like the
start
before I started, like when I was working at a comedy club before.
Oh,
I
really?
This, like, I knew
so they've been
people.
Doing it. I didn't know Akira
like
was doing it that long.
They have like a few years. I mean, I've been doing it for 7 years.
I know. I've heard Jeff Sheen. He lives.
He's
they live together, right?
I believe
in New
so,
York.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
that's probably
everybody says
I
look
see
like
Tim
Jeff
McLaughlin.
Sheen.
I could see it actually.
Yeah,
I think
it's the nose.
I saw some posts about him. Is he funny?
Oh, dude, he's fucking hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's fucking great, man.
I think Mike Babinskoy lives in that house, too. And Mike Babinskoy is so... I think he's so fucking funny.
I saw the guy blow it up at camp one night.
Yeah, I saw him...
I'm never going to get
on that.
I saw him on CYSK, I think. Or maybe... I don't know. I saw him somewhere, but he was fucking great. And then he did this bit in the crowd where he's like getting people to do a chance... And he was looked at me. He's like, "This guy just said he loved 9/11." I was like, "Come on!" I hate being like after doing comedy, being at a comedy show,
oh,
being
yeah.
the one that gets called out.
Yeah, you're like, "Come on, dude! You know I'm off limits."
I do the
I'm
calling out.
I'm a made guy.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why you stay in the
I'm
back.
Untouchable.
Right?
You gotta get permission before you come after me.
Permission. And then I just
you better have a sit down. You better get the okay.
I broke down crying instantly. They had to carry me out.
Couldn't handle the pressure.
Yeah. I don't know, dude. I totally forgot what I was going to say.
Isn't this about my dreams or something?
Yeah, I was afraid to bring it up because I didn't know how much I missed.
Oh, yeah. Reese did a hot 20 on his dreams
before
he got
here.
Before
I got here.
Yeah. Yeah. Why, you got dreams, Reese?
You got dreams?
I have one. I don't
recurring.
Dream, yeah, but I have a recurring dream.
Lay it on us,
but
dog. We're experts.
It's totally normal for someone. I quit drinking over 8 years ago. Woo. And yeah, thank you. I hold for applause.
We'll edit it.
Oh, we're not at a comedy show?
We'll
shit.
Fix that post.
No, the thing is, I don't say that on stage. Like,
you should, dude. Are
you sober?
Murder.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have any bits about being sober?
I'll make a couple jokes where I mention, like, oh, I don't really drink, so blah, 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 or something.
Wait,
like,
people, you mean, like, just telling your story isn't enough to do comedy?
No, I believe in jokes.
Oh, I thought comedy was about you just go up and tell your story.
No,
I
just
tell people about my wacky life.
Yeah,
probably,
that's what I thought comedy was.
Okay, Justin was there. They weren't there to hear this, but we were at a mic last week where the guy opened by saying, I'm gay and I have AIDS. And then he paused like we were supposed to laugh or clap or do something.
Oh, wait, that was at Blarney, wasn't it?
Yeah, you said it.
I don't remember who it was. I had never seen that guy before.
I'd never seen him before. And I was like, how did you? And then he was just talking about how he's like, oh, yeah, a lot of gay dudes like having, they're like, oh, shoot that hot AIDS up my ass. And we're all just like, dude, and then he got mad at us for not laughing.
So
we're like,
crazy.
What do you, how do you want us to react?
Rushing back to me. I was so drunk on Thursday. I totally forgot about
dude,
that.
Dude, I was just in the back so uncomfortable. I'm like, I know it's a comedy
weird.
Show. Where do you want me to laugh? Like, none of this.
It's weird when people, like lighting someone when they're going that route. They're always like, yeah, I'm gay and I have AIDS and my parents hate me. And I'm just like, all right, wrap
one
it
minute.
Up. Yeah. You need to wrap it up.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
No, it's not. That's when you
lighting
should be
someone.
Lighting someone.
I don't know.
It's unfortunate for him.
Dude, so little
have,
of hope.
Having AIDS is definitely an inconvenience.
I mean, he should have said HIV because AIDS, he did not have AIDS. Else he would not have been that ambulatory and
yeah.
at an open mic on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It was on Valentine's Day.
Right.
Like, you're HIV positive.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably on
Valentine's Day. Sucks.
Did he think he was going to blow the roof off? Like, that's
oh,
what
yeah.
it's
going to
be like,
yeah.
ah, he's
yeah.
He turned on the crowd, which is just comics.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's
Day. Did
oh,
he seem like
he'd
done
room.
It before? Or was this like probably like he's newer?
He had the confidence of someone who's been on stage before, for sure.
I don't know if I'd seen him.
I've never seen him, though.
Yeah.
No, I've also.
Well,
like
a lot of athletes are doing stand up now. Was it
yeah.
Magic Johnson?
Well, I usually like anytime someone's asked me like what do you do when you want to start? I'm like first I would just like remove any idea of it going well because that
yeah.
like removes a lot of your anxiety. I think because if you're like if you think it's going to go really well, you're going to be anxious, and if you think it's just you're just going up there to talk and it might work, it might not. It's a lot of like
I tell people to like write for like a month. I wrote for months before I got on stage.
Yeah.
Like
I
had
too,
joke.
I
didn't need notes
necessary.
Or anything. Like I went up with notes. I didn't look at them
I
once.
I didn't need notes my first time
I
either.
Yeah.
As far as going up at some bar,
that was the
mic,
most prepared I've ever
necessary.
Been.
Not,
I have
now
been
I
less
don't,
prepared ever since. I'm
I did a mic on
Justin.
Friday and my phone died. I was like, I don't know any of the jokes I was going to tell.
Sorry, cut you off, buddy.
No, I'm just saying I did that too. Like wrote for so long and like was. Over had more than
yeah.
you know like just so but I don't think that's necessary for some like bar
well it's better than every other asshole who's like I'm just
hate,
a funny
yeah,
guy I'll
yeah.
just go up
that,
there and be
yeah.
funny and
definitely
it's like no you need
right,
to write bitch
but like he said I just had this conversation with someone last night when they were like I want to because I did that this apartment show
yeah
and obviously I fucking blew the roof off the
yeah.
Place,
yeah.
So naturally. So I was just swarmed by people afterwards
uh-huh.
and one of them was like hey I want to do stand-up where should I start and I was like well dude come on down to fucking Blarney Stone we usually have like some people there. And he's like oh I don't know if that's good if I'm just thinking like where should I go before I have my like set and I was like oh, it's going to go bad. It's just, it's going to be bad. No
yeah.
matter.
Yeah.
Just like, come be bad.
You take
us.
Like a class, I guess.
Well, like, I mean, in movies and shit. Like,
how nothing you can't learn just
living
by doing
here,
it.
I did take a class when I first started. I'm like glad I did because I learned that, but I learned what you told that kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
it's not that
well,
you can't
many,
get something
yeah.
from a class. It's just you can learn by doing it for
yeah.
3 weeks.
Like the only like if you go on like Reddit's like stand up page, it's like question after question of just did my first set. What do you guys think? What do you know like putting their clip up or like what do I do first set coming up?
Yeah,
and
like,
it,
first off, take that clip down.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's gonna be mortifying
like,
if you ever become any good.
The only true answer when you're asking for like advice or comedy, like the true answer is just time. Like literally that is it. Like, is like time plus will tragedy. Pass.
Yeah. Effort. You got to go make sure some tragedy happens. Yeah. So, yeah.
If there's a Reddit, yeah.
Yeah. Put yourself in a terrible position.
That would a Reddit thread about stand-up would only be that question.
Well, yeah.
Because like, hey, like, I'm about to do so. What should I? Because after you do it, you're like, oh, yeah, I just have to do this.
Just keep doing it. Correct yourself when you know and things aren't working. Every answer that's it. Every do that post. Over time and pay attention. I mean,
the biggest thing people had told me was sounds record awful. At least audio of your sets. Yeah. I was like, ah, fuck.
Do you listen to your recordings?
Not as much as I should. I'm
bad about like, that
one. Oh, so I had like...
So hard. I was pretty happy with
the show we did Sundays ago.
Yeah, you did really well.
I riffed for a while. I don't remember a single thing I said, but I remember thinking like, actually, oh, some...
goddamn car crash.
Yeah, there was a massive car crash right before I went on stage. The show stopped, went outside. It was fucking crazy.
I didn't know what else... I had never encountered that situation. And then literally... So I was like, we're going to take an intermission.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I might be pulling... It was this other bigger guy and me trying to help this lady out. And I was like, we might be pulling a corpse out of a car because all airbags were deployed. You couldn't see inside the car.
Dude, it was so crazy.
Airbags that I don't have. We couldn't see. So we finally got to her. She goes, I'm okay. I go, is anyone else in the car? Because we couldn't see. We had to like pry up... The fucking airbags are very like heavy and holy hard to move. Shit. So we pry it up and I stick my hand on. I'm like, are you okay? Is anyone else in the car? She goes, I'm okay. No one else in the car. And that's when I was like, okay, I know that she's not dead. So, yeah. But she could have been like, I have two kids in the back seat.
Yeah.
I was like trying to pull open other doors that were locked and stuff like that.
Reese rips his shirt off. I'll get him.
You're like the mom that picks up a
car. And then literally I go in and after this, the cops come, stuff like that. I grab a real cigarette, which usually I have my little vape, but I grab a real cigarette, which I haven't smoked in like a week. I'm like halfway through it, and Justin goes, so I'm going to do like 1 minute and bring you up. And I go, are you fucking kidding me?
I was like, I'm going to go like,
I was like, the show, we're doing the show? The car crash happened like 6 feet from the front door.
Could it have easily like crashed through the door?
Kept telling me, the owner, he kept giving me the like finger roll like, keep going. I was like, there's no one left in the room, man. We're going to take five.
Oh, yeah, because she
the
also... Owner,
the bartender?
One of the guy, Pat. His name's Pat.
Was that the guy when I did the show? That bartender seemed very unhappy to be at work.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that vibe from him, but I've been hosting it for a while now, and like he seems cool now. He's been like, slides me a few bucks here and there.
Whoa.
But also, she crashed into a parked car of a patron who was in the bar who was then hysterically crying because her Jeep just got plowed into.
See, I'm such a piece of shit. I was annoyed well before I knew everyone was safe. Because I'm not going to lie, I was letting it rip.
He was having a good set.
And then a fucking car crash disrupted everything. And everyone runs outside. I was like, God damn it, I can't catch a fucking break.
You weren't even recording it or anything.
I know.
It's just...
I was feeling loose, baby.
Yeah.
I was feeling free.
That does... There are the nights where you just know you're on, and for one of those to go to waste, I do understand where you're coming from.
I mean, go to waste. It wasn't like...
But I'm standing by the stage on the side.
Every set is for a waste.
Yeah.
I'm off in the wings waiting for him to finish up, and this car crash happens. We fucking deal with that for 20 minutes, and then I'm going to do another minute and bring it up, and I was like, okay, let me finish this cigarette, and at that point, I just... My brain was cleared from any comedy. I was like, I have no game plan.
Yeah.
If I went up there and just riffed for a while, I was like, what else? I started with breathing exercises.
I just
for
went
everyone.
Back up and did a few hacky, that's my ride.
Yeah.
All right, here's the next guy.
And then brought me up. Yeah. So people were still like, is everything okay?
It is kind of sad how you can't perform unless there's a car accident now, though.
The show, I know. It's
the
my
show. Was, yeah. You, like, the need show it, was you know? Good.
It's my watermelon. Yeah.
How many people were there?
They were good afterwards.
I think the car crash really helped. The front show, on, honestly, ultimately.
Dude, I did it.
The little front area that needs to be full for it to feel good was full.
Yeah.
When I did it, there was like 8 people, but it felt like there was like 30.
Yeah. That dude was
those old people, and they were all old.
Dude, I went to Demon Tab, Tyler and Joe's thing last night. Yeah. And that room is so small back there, and it felt fucking packed. It was dope. It was so cool.
Yeah, and they give you a free two drinks, a meal ticket.
Two drinks, and I got some fucking fried cheese curds, dude.
That place rocks.
I heard they have great food.
Beer and fried cheese.
You're on that Wisconsin diet.
Yeah, I'm trying to have a heart attack.
Hell yeah, dude.
My eyes are on, dude, and I'm yawning. My body's falling apart.
Yeah, dude, you look like shit, dude.
I only got a few more years left, I think.
Your eyes are bloodshot.
Well, that's because I'm high.
You look like you're having heart palpitations. Like, I could feel them.
Yeah.
feel the vibration.
The table shaking like Jurassic Park.
What?
You have emperor palpitations?
Something, something dark side. We should watch Star Wars, dude.
He was a skilled ass.
We should all eat edibles and watch Star Wars.
You had me at edibles.
Actually, yeah, funny.
You lost me at edibles. I took in for Star Wars.
I took my brother had these pop brownies. And I took like a half of one. He was like, "They're pretty strong." And I was like, "All right," because my friend bought a ticket to go see like the all day. Like they were playing all the Star Wars at the movie theater.
I like your friend.
Yeah, people were like,
"Good head on I didn't know you're such a Star Wars fan."
Look at the shirt, dog.
Hidden Star Wars.
Oh, that
discreet.
Is.
Yeah,
I thought those discreet. Were flowers.
I'm down. I'm
there
down.
There are flowers,
that.
But they got Star Wars characters. There's Darth Vader right there, dog.
I fuck with that, dog.
Oh, it's so tiny.
Boba Fett. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that one is.
I fucks with you, Colin.
Yeah, dude. I'm hell slick yeah. like that.
Yeah, I think you're pretty clever.
Dude, I made this shirt.
I think you're fucking quick.
I actually don't know where I got this shirt from, but I got a lot of Star Wars paraphernalia laying around here.
Yeah, dude. Nice.
Memorabilia?
You know what I mean.
Hold it up for the camera.
I get high off Star Wars, dog.
Yeah. I only do coke off Star Wars DVD covers.
It has to be Blu-ray. I just snort the dust from Star Wars VHS tapes.
They call that the Force.
That gives me high.
It ups your midichlorians.
Yeah. Hell yeah, bro. I love that reference. I just downloaded this game on my X. Did you ever play Jedi Academy?
I don't play video games, man.
You're missing out, my
just
dude.
Just because I don't have shit. I don't have an Xbox. I don't have anything. Don't
so
have
would
shit.
You play video games?
I have an old Xbox if you want it. I have an old Xbox 360.
Why don't you give that to me?
I have like three. You could have one too.
What wow, the dude. Fuck? Holy shit.
That's awesome. Right here, right now?
I got to go to my parents.
You guys like Oprah, dude. We all just won an Xbox.
Yeah, it's actually under your seats, dude.
I was going to give one to a student last year, but I forgot. And I'm like, that sucks for him because I'm never gonna see him again.
Because I'll remind you.
Yeah, dude. I just gotta go with my parents.
Because I don't have anything that plays DVDs.
I have an N64.
That's
there.
What sucks for me. I have a laptop that doesn't have a DVD thing.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta get a Fire Stick and send it. I forgot the guy's name, but I could figure it out. You send it to him, Venmo or like PayPal him $40. He put some app on it, and you could watch movies that are still in movie theaters.
That's crazy.
It's illegal as hell.
Yeah.
I got to find it so we can put some use into that.
We'll bleep all that out. Don't worry.
But it, I mean, I don't, I assume it's,
condone at Not Your Sega Dream.
I assume it's illegal, but he runs, it's a straight up business. There's a big Facebook page that like, he tells you how to update it and shit like that.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, when I was dead, broke man, I couldn't picture this. Got two rods, a limousine with a chauffeur. Phone bill about $2,000 flat.
I was talking to this girl at my school, and she was like, "You don't like rap." I was like, "I love rap." And she's like, "What rappers do you listen to?" And I was trying to name like younger ones. Right. I was saying like Chance, and she's like, "Oh, I don't like Chance." I was like, "Well, what about like,
you.
Biggie Smalls?" She's like, "Who's that?" I was like, "Notorious B.I.G." She's like, "Oh, I've never listened to him." I was like, "What?"
These fucking kids these days. That is disrespectful.
I was playing Xbox with this kid the other day, and he never heard of Blink-182.
Get the fuck out of
here. Yeah.
Sacrilegious, man.
Yeah.
That was the best concert I've ever been
to. Dude,
I
made a friend. I made a friend. So in my classes, it was either I was the only one or there was one other white kid. And it was like prison rules. You just sat by the other white kid if you were a white kid. I mean, it was not really an option.
You guys had to be.
How long was your hair at the time?
It was longer than this. It was like Bieberish, like young Bieber.
I just want to make sure you weren't shaving your head.
No.
You had to sit next to the kid and be an Aryan brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he literally, I would have had the exact same reaction. He had, it was a PSP. This to
fuck
date
yeah,
it.
I remember
and he was
that
listening
shit.
To music, and I just, we had never spoken. I go, "What you listen to, man?" And he goes, "Oh, you wouldn't like it," which is what I would have probably said too. And I go, "Well, who is it?" He goes, "It's this band called Blink-182. And I go, "Yeah, I fucking love Blink-182. And literally, it was like the lady in the chat moment. He gave me an earbud, and we became like best friends.
Really?
That's and then he got hooked on heroin.
Shit.
That'll do it to you.
That was like the whitest story imaginable.
Yeah.
Well, when I... just got some bad news.
Oh,
what's
God.
What? I'm not going to Buff Joe's tonight.
Oh, no.
Why not?
I don't know what that is. Or
you
like
my favorite
wings?
Restaurant.
Why aren't you going?
I didn't ask why. I just said, "Fuck you, you're dead to me." I said, "Buff Joe's or nah?" And Willie said, "I think nah." And I said, "Fuck you, you're
I
dead
think
to me."
Nah.
That sucks. I was looking forward to that all day. Made a little homemade pizza this morning. Which you fellas think of that?
I'm proud of you.
I just got a quesadilla maker, today. Bro.
What?
I want a pita press.
That was from my mommy.
That's
my
awesome.
My mama
like homemade quesadillas?
How does it work?
Like homemade tortillas?
Mine's just a skillet.
I don't know how to do any of that shit.
It's the old fashioned way.
Wait, what? What do you mean a homemade quesadilla? You mean it's just a stove?
A tortilla press. A nice tortilla press. You can cut it into 8 nice little slices.
Wow.
You know what I've been getting at work on my lunch breaks that have been killing it? Chipotle tacos, dog.
Why?
They're fucking, I don't know why they're so good. Anytime I've gotten a bowl or a burrito from the Chipotle,
I don't trust people who get tacos.
It sucks.
No, dude, it's the least bang for your buck.
They put less, I wish you didn't tell me that. Now I'm going to think of that every time.
How did you not figure that
out? They don't put effort into it because like I'd get like, if I get a burrito, I'd get like a huge chunk of like fat sometimes.
Of what meat?
Steak. Oh, I usually get steak.
I go chicken.
What is the taco?
Steak,
chicken, yeah.
But the taco you can like pull out if something looks gross, and they have hard shells.
That's the worst.
I'm telling you, they're delicious for your money.
You can. They're not malleable.
I mix it up.
At all.
I get.
You can't.
One hard shell and 2 soft shells.
Oh, then
and
I
it breaks. But then I eat it like
order,
a sandwich.
How much is it for
that?
3 of them?
It's the same. It's the same as one burrito or one bowl.
So dumb, dude.
Okay.
Whatever. Fuck you guys.
No,
I like it.
Meal.
I find
so
something I like.
So much food.
I find something I like, and you guys are just gonna shit on me. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, dude.
It's delicious.
Tacos, dude, all day. The bowl is 2 meals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I eat it all at once, dude.
Totally, but like you could easily get 2 meals out of a bowl.
If you have like self
control.
Well,
I'm not gonna do that. You know, I don't have self control.
2 meals out of a 3 tacos.
But I don't.
I fucking eat that shit all at once,
Reese, dude.
What's the worst orders you get at Taco or
Quesarito
at the unnamed place?
Yeah.
I just gave it away saying Quesarito.
Yeah, no, we talked about that before. I've heard horror stories.
I don't care.
And it's probably
really
the worst people that get it.
I already put in my 2 weeks.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah,
but I did. I was like, hey, I want to leave on like the best possible terms because you're still gonna see me like a lot.
Yeah.
It's next door to a popular destination. Anyhow.
Yeah, sure.
What was the question?
No, so the worst thing.
Oh, the worst. I know this one. I think she thinks I'm like a stalker or something because I know her order. But first of all, I have a really, really good memory only when it comes to things that are completely trivial. Like I have to make the vinaigrette in the morning for the salads. I have to I look at the recipe card every time just because I've never cared enough to actually just pay attention. But I know the chick's order. She comes in. She gets a bowl to go with white rice, steak, queso, and sour cream. And that's it.
What's her address?
I'm not going to say that on the podcast. But
like
and then
that.
She's like, yeah, how'd you? It's like, because that's literally the worst order I've ever.
Yeah.
And it's not
so
that fucking
boring,
hard to remember.
You guys would hate my order, man.
What's your order?
Steak, cheese, lettuce, and that hot sauce.
White, any rice?
Rice, yeah.
What kind?
Rice.
White or brown?
I mix it up.
Okay.
One day I'll get brown, one day I'll get white.
I like white rice fajitas, chicken and steak.
I've only gotten burrito, a bowl, and tacos. I've never gotten anything else. I didn't even know they had
anything
else.
That's all there is. Quesarito.
I've had it all.
Most people don't know how to make at Chipotle.
I've had a quesarito, and it was, they kind of fucked it up.
Yeah, I mean, you take it's a quesadilla, then you open it up after you've melted the cheese, and then you make the rest like a burrito.
They made a quesadilla and then just wrapped
a burrito
in it.
That's not what it is at all.
That's the only meal from Chipotle I've turned into 2 meals.
Wait, say
again,
they made
a
quesadilla and then put a burrito in the
quesadilla. Yeah, they just wrapped the quesadilla around the burrito, and I thought that's how it was done.
No, you take
a
quesadilla, then you open it up, and it's got all that melted cheese already, and then you make it like a burrito. I think you can add
like
another
that.
Tortilla. You can like
that seems.
Oh, then maybe that's what they did. They used two tortillas.
Yeah,
they didn't do the burrito and then wrapped it. That doesn't make sense.
Man, we're really figuring it out.
Yeah, dude, we're getting to the bottom.
Dude, I know secret menus, my dudes.
Yeah, there's
grilled cheese at In-N-Out.
Secret menus are the secret to being the biggest assholes in the world.
Yeah, everybody hates you.
No, I get stoned and I watch YouTube
everybody
when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Okay, grilled cheese.
Douchebag that comes up. I'll have a number 19 and he winks at you because that's like some secret bullshit.
You guys are getting ballsy because I did pull-ups and fucking curls before you guys got here. All right,
change the subject.
You don't want to talk about
play a little bit of guitar today, dude. I'm feeling manly.
You're like a real.
I'm wearing one of my favorite shirts.
I'll tickle that piano and show you what a fucking real man looks like.
Can you play the piano?
You a fucking real
I don't like this. I don't like this at all. No one will touch those keys.
Let's do a push-up contest.
Okay.
No, you'll win. Okay. I know you'll win.
Let's put you in a triangle.
No.
Let's get Justin on.
Put you in a fucking octagon, dude.
I RKO all the...
Me and Matt versus Justin.
No. I say we get Justin on the bidet. We got to record you doing the bidet.
Get record me doing a.
Oh, I meant to ask video. You. How'd you hook that? Do you have to hook up like the water?
The bidet is life changing.
Yeah, you get a splitter, and one goes back to the toilet, and then one goes straight from the wall to the. I think people think like the water comes from the toilet. No, it's like
that's kind of what I thought.
No, the same water that goes into the toilet. Yeah, it's just straight from the water line, and you hook it up. It took me like 20 minutes.
No, I thought it blasted my own piss and shit.
Why is it going crazy?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why it means that.
Yeah. No, the bidet is the best. I will go out on this podcast. It's really,
dude. It is. It's so.
I don't understand. How does it get nice. It so?
It cuts out. It cuts the time out so much.
Yeah,
faster.
It like it literally. Dude, it's like high days, power. Bro. Like it'll hit the ceiling.
Startling the first time it. The first time.
Yeah.
Is it cold water?
I was right now. Snapchat my face when I did it,
but it's not so bad.
I had to delete it.
Just because
my
water.
Face just like it was an expression I've never made before.
I can't believe you deleted it.
I should have saved it. I regret deleting it, but it was it catches you by it's cold and it comes out fast.
That's what I love. I love
it. Catches you off guard.
It's the opposite of a gay man's cum.
I wouldn't know.
I tried to trap you there.
Almost had him.
Not falling for that one again.
If you ever had to wipe too long, a bidet is for you.
Or if you take the messy shits and like Tim Smith's joke where you forgot what he said, but you get shit on your finger or something.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes.
That doesn't happen.
If the paintbrush conundrum ever happens to you,
dude. Yeah. It's I use baby wipes. Wipe a little bit, then wipe with baby wipes, then wipe a little more.
Yeah. This cancels it's baby
whole
wipes.
It's a whole
ordeal. I just take
ordeal.
Off my left sock. And just wedge it between my ass cheeks and leave it there.
Dude. I've never told anyone this before, but I've had to use a towel before.
Oh,
I threw away the towel.
Oof.
Dude, gross.
It was worse. I said I'd never told anyone this before, and you guys are just shaming
me.
No.
You threw away the towel. That's what you need to do.
I like quadruple bagged it, and then I threw it in my neighbor's garbage can.
Do one more bag, you selfish piece of shit.
And then the trash bag. But I took all my other trash out and I just put it with the trash.
Wait,
bag.
Here in this house?
No.
In this house?
I'll get a new roommate.
In this house?
John
my house,
would do that.
My rules, all right?
Home. John would.
It's
John
like,
would
it's like
the
that
towel
scene
again.
In Step Brothers when Will Ferrell uses the rug in the bathroom.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was a rough time for me.
Shit.
Jeez. Rough time for your asshole, too.
Dude.
It was a export towel that I stole.
Dude, we were robbing those fuckers all their towels.
Yeah, they suck. They're like sandpaper, but
we'll
use them for cleaning.
I was on my way to hang out with like a chick for like the second time, and I sharted in my car. I was going from a show to her place, and I stopped to get some food at like Arby's. And
that'll do it to you.
I didn't even take a bite yet. I don't think I took a bite yet. And I was just like, I took a fart that I was not comfortable with, especially to like make a good impression. I was like, but she lived kind of like a half hour away from me, and it was like already late. Like I was like coming from after a show that like I didn't invite her to, or she had to work or some shit. And I was just like, I'm going to add another 45 minutes to this. I need to run home and change real quick. Got a little sweaty at the show or some bullshit. I think later I admitted what happened.
Yeah, it was really
I got home and I was like, oh, this wasn't even, it was barely a, it wasn't even really a thing.
You would have been fine.
Like, I would have been fine.
You should have gotten.
Like, it was in my head. I was like, oh, it felt juicy, but it actually wasn't, you know?
Dude.
That was going to be Biggie's next album.
The urge to reproduce is so strong. That story reminded me of back in college, this kid straight up, like, we were walking back from this thing and he, like, ate this stuff. But he, you know, like, in college and, like, when you're younger, when you meet a girl and you're like, like a dog next to her, like, oh, hey, how are you? Like,
yeah, totally. College is wild, right, guys?
Exactly, yeah. So this guy's like talking to this girl and stuff, and he's like, oh, I really got to go to the bathroom. You guys mind if we stop off somewhere? And we're like, okay, sure. So we stop off, and he like runs in the bathroom, and he's in there for like 30 minutes. He's in there for like 30 minutes, and we're like, okay, what happened? And he texts me. He's like, dude, I need help.
I need backup.
So
send
here's
in
what happened.
Backup.
Too vague.
He had diarrhea like hard, like it was coming hard and fast. He runs to the bathroom,
like a Civil War,
closes the door. He couldn't find the light switch, So he goes and he's like, fuck it. And he just finds the toilet and he sits down and he goes to shit and the lid was down.
Oh my God.
So he shits like Lord. Everywhere. He had to like clean up the place. He had to throw his underwear out. And okay, good here's God. The best part. He liked this girl, right? So he's still like trying to talk to her and like hang out. And he came
did everyone know what happened?
Dude, he smelled like poop. He smelled like poop. No.
Oh my God. That sounds like a drunken college kid thing.
Like,
How do you not feel that you're not sitting on a...
He could have been too like,
especially if you're
dude,
sober.
It came out hard and true, man.
Guys. I'll see you guys later. Like, yeah. He could have done that, but he was like, no, I got to keep talking to this girl.
I would have gotten an Uber or some shit. Yeah. That's so
I would have taken my belt
bad.
Off and off yeah, myself dude. In the stall.
Like in The Wire.
That is so...
Yeah, dude, just the idea of like...
It's on your shoes and your fucking socks.
Can you imagine the feeling
and...
of you finally sit down on the toilet, you're like, okay, I'm okay, and then you realize the lid is...
And you can't stop.
After the release.
It's coming.
Oh man.
Hard squirter.
My friend's brother works at a school and he sent me this picture Snapchat. Oh, actually, Reese, I don't know if I want to show this to you guys.
Why?
Because you're a clean freak, right?
I can see a thing on
a phone. This might set you off the edge, dude. This is bad.
I can look at a thing on a phone. Also, I've pooped in my life quite a bit.
Let me fucking...
Justin knows.
Yeah, he poops.
I poop.
I'll wager
somebody that. It just says someone didn't quite make it, and then
it's
you could tell.
Literally, looks
he
like
was on his way to sitting down, and he just it just started coming out.
That looks like the way it looks in a movie if someone gets shot and their brain like blasts on the wall. That's what looks like a shotgun
trajectory.
Looks like dude soft serve.
Also, but Colin, I was a janitor for like.
How did you do that?
With gloves and bleach. I like things being clean. It was kind of a nice job.
What was the worst thing you had to clean?
The women's restroom would look like Omaha Beach on D-Day. Dude, and women talk about men being gross, not in the fucking bathroom, just period blood. Just around, and you're just like, I had to pick up tampons and shit. And I mean, just some of the most clogged toilets full of shit and tampons.
Really?
And yeah. It's just a nightmare.
Where were you a janitor at?
At a YMCA.
Oh, that's probably a bad place.
Dude, I was.
I mean, there's not a great place to be a janitor. MIT, yeah. I guess. Did I mention they based Goodwill Hunting off me?
Oh, really?
I was a janitor at MIT for a while.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were.
I was a night janitor. So was
I would hate that shit.
It was fucking amazing. It was my favorite job. I worked with a couple people I really liked. One's still like my best friend, and we would go in. We had the building to ourselves. There was no manager who watched us. As long as shit was vacuumed and clean, we'd be like, we're going to take it easy tonight. Just kick back. We have five hours. I would work out.
Because
we were just in a gym. Sometimes we would just go swimming. And there were cameras in there and stuff, but it's like no one had any reason to check the cameras.
Yeah.
Because things were clean.
That's bad. That's a tight job.
It was a tight job. We went in at 9, and that's when it closed, and we were able to be there till like 2. And we would usually be done by like 11:30.
Yeah.
I would then just work out on the clock.
Honestly, my favorite job was probably delivering pizzas.
Pump, dude.
That was probably my favorite job. Because like, that was perfect for the time. I had no like responsibilities. I worked with like one of my best friends who got me the job, and we would like just smoke and drive around and like listen to music.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
like, everyone who worked there was like cool as hell.
Uber so far so good. You know, I don't know. It's just I'm now once Chipotle's not there, I'm like I wonder if I'll hate it then because it's now I'm like, well, I have to do this X amount of days.
Yeah,
but if anything, I should just get used to it the other way. Just like because I still get stressed out and anxious being downtown in rush hour traffic. Yeah. But I'm like. But that is something that you just will eventually get used to.
Yeah,
you just have
for
to.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's the thing I found is like maybe it's because I get anxious and stressed out by it, but like I literally will not drink fluids for like hours before and I'll still have to pee. Like, all right, not accepting more rides if after like 2 hours. And I'm like, I shouldn't have to pee this bad, but like, but there's this thing where you don't know where the person's going until they're in your car, and you don't know how long that trip's going to be. So it's this like feast or famine mentality where I'm like, well, I need to stop and find somewhere to pee now, because the next one I might not be able to find a bathroom for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you know, last week when it was like the 2 days where it was like freezing cold.
Yeah, yeah.
The Monday where it like snowed a shit ton, school should have been canceled, but it didn't. I had to wake up like earlier so I wouldn't be late.
Yeah.
I ended up taking, it took me 3 hours to get to work.
What?
Yeah.
How'd you get there? Why did it take that long?
Lakeshore, and then it was so
packed. You took an Uber?
No, I drove.
Oh, I didn't know you did. Yeah,
I work in Inglewood, so I have to, it's like a 40-minute drive every morning if I leave early enough.
On the train.
Like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Jesus.
Because you have to take a train
downtown
to a bus to another bus, and then I have to like walk a little bit, and I'm not gonna fucking walk around Inglewood.
No.
And then but that Monday I woke up super early because I was like, it's gonna be a bitch. So I left at 6:30, and I drank the iced lattes I have like in cans, and then I got a tall coffee, and then I was stuck in traffic. I called my friend and I was like, yo, because he the one who got me the job at the pizza place and whose brother works at school, because he works at a school too. I was like, yo, do you have school today? He's like, we have a late start. What's up? I was like, I've been in traffic. I was like, I've moved 50 feet in the last hour. I was like, I drank a tall coffee and I have to piss so bad. I was like, I can't get out because like I'm in a one lane right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, do you have any water bottles? I'm like, yeah. He's like, how big is that? I was like, big enough. He's like, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh yeah, I carry.
And I pissed in it twice.
twice.
I was stuck in the same spot for so long.
You just like pour it out the window or something? No,
there. I waited until I got off the highway, and right when I took a left turn to like the people who could see me, I just dropped it out my window.
Yeah.
I've had to piss in bottles a number of times.
I can't
like,
do
back
it,
from
man.
Suburb shows.
I'm it was like, to the I point where cup. Like I would have so pissed bad. All over myself. Oh no, a cup. I don't trust myself.
What do you mean? I
no, it's a tricky situation.
I'm too worried that, about missing with.
Oh, I've missed.
With
I've
a
missed
cup,
before.
You can't miss. That's why.
You need a big ass cup.
I get the soda cup from Chipotle and leave that empty, and I keep it since I drive Uber. I just keep it there. I've only needed it like twice.
How long have you been driving Uber though?
Oh, like a month.
Like 2 days.
Yeah. I did one on my way over here. That's all.
Oh, nice, dude. dude, sometimes I always get a like I at my job. Sometimes just get like a moment of peace. I'll like go to the bathroom and just kind of sit there, or not sit there, but like stand there for a second. And then a couple times now this has happened, though, where I'll go in there. Like, for some reason, I don't think there will be people in there. But I go in there, and there's, like, a line of people. And I can't just, like, walk in and then walk out. So I'll, like, go up and stand at the urinal and, like, not pee.
to you look totally like I was could some... just walk in and walk out.
I could, but it's, like, you got to keep up appearances, I guess, somehow.
Our teacher's lounge is a renovated apartment. Or it's just an apartment. It's definitely not renovated. And it's
like there's a family
there's
there.
A, like... There's, a, like, a kitchen in there. I mean, I don't know if other teacher's lounge has it. Like a stove and shit, but there's one bathroom, and I fucking ate at Chipotle, and then I went back and destroyed it.
Yeah,
and I was so anxious the whole time, and I was like, I'm just gonna fucking like do as much as I can here. Period's about to start. I'm gonna go up, tell the teacher I'm with or I'm cool with. I was like, yo, I'm gonna go right down to the bathroom, and the other teachers that are in the teacher lounge won't know that it was me that destroyed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in, shit. Went upstairs right away. I was like, yo, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. Went back down, and they were still on their break. And I was like, oh, fuck, they know. They totally know. And it was bad. I was spraying, like, Lysol and shit.
Yeah. It's weird working at a school, because, like, I always, like, when I worked with Jay at school, I remember going, if you don't go to an elementary school for a long time, like, since you went to elementary school, going back to it's weird because you realize, like, how, like, public schools are just like barely holding it together.
Yeah.
Like you don't realize that when you're in school, but like I remember like going back and be like, holy shit, like this is like teachers barely want to be here. Like no one's getting paid enough. Like
everyone's
shit's falling apart. It's a nightmare, man.
There's like there's weird beefs between teachers.
Yeah.
There's so much hot gossip at my school, dude.
Damn. Yeah, I want a job there. I love gossip.
Love hot gossip.
Oh, I can tell you guys all about it once we get off.
Oh, come on. We got to have a new segment on the show where you tell us about some recent beef between the staff.
Dude, you should have
I can't go into real heavy shit, but, like, if you give up your planning periods, which you just get, like, instead of teaching a class, you're prepping for your upcoming classes. Then you get paid. It's, I think it's like $10,000 a class. So this one teacher gave up all of his prepping periods, and he just has to, like, bust his ass when he gets home.
Wait, what?
You get, okay,
so, so he had, he was making, yeah, he like, had, he had like an extra, year? Like, yeah,
okay,
I believe so. It's like, it's like if you're coaching a team, you get like a stipend. And then he, someone else was like, I don't want to be doing what I'm doing. Give me like this class. So he's taking away like $10,000 from this dude, essentially. And then, like, when the guy was trying to like get it back, the like admins were like, well, you're not doing this right, this right. So he's like pissed off at him, and he's like talking shit about him to me. I'm just like, ooh, I love this. I love hearing it. But I can't go into like to the real gossipy shit. Yeah. I can tell you guys after, but
all right, well,
I am paranoid about losing my job.
I mean, it's irrational.
Like, nobody knows. Only two teachers know that I do stand up because I'm like cool with them. And like one of the kids knows that I taught last year. Yeah, well, only one of the teachers knows because he knows from last year because my old boss has told him. And then I just chill with this guy all the time, and he's cool, so I told him. But one student keeps telling everybody. I'm like, dude, I could get in fucking trouble for this. Stop telling people. So I'm bribing him.
It's like, you don't understand how fucking reckless I am on stage. Yeah. This could give me a
You don't know the truths that I tell.
I have speak
like
truth
I've,
to power.
I've only told like a few. I've only told like a few Uber passengers, but like it's only on long trips where like they're like, so like what else do you do? Like, I'm gonna just drive Uber. And also, but I have an ego like anyone, so I'm like, well, I also don't want them to think all I do is drive Uber and that's my whole life. I'm like, well, I do stand up, you know, I do comedy sometimes.
I don't know. I find that question kind of presumptuous anyway.
Yeah.
I was talking to this girl at Shuba's one time, and she was like, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I deliver pizza. And she was like, well, no, what do you want to do?
Like, not have this conversation with you,
bitch.
Maybe
I want to deliver pizza.
Yeah.
And I mean, no one does, but
There's this great New York comic, Nick Griffin. He he talks about, like, he's in his 40s. He's like, dating in your 40s, it's weird. What am I supposed to ask on a first date? So what did you want to be?
Oh, that's funny. One time this girl at a party was like, she's just straight up, she's like, what's your shtick? I'm like, I don't know. I guess I'm stoned a lot.
That's my vibe.
Jesus.
Three Stooges shit slapped her in the head.
Yeah. Poker in the eye.
Well, I hate being that guy, but it's been an hour 20 minutes.
That's a good time flies. We're just getting into the
We're just getting started. Really
we didn't mention my dream, recurring dream.
Yeah. Oh, what is it?
I quit drinking 8 years ago. So I have a recurring dream that it's that I've just drank alcohol or consumed alcohol, but it's never the before, because even in my dreams I'm me. It always the dream cuts to I've just set down the glass and I'm now have to go, oh my God, I just broke 8 years.
Oh my God.
And then I just feel incredibly anxious and sad. And then I wake up.
And
yeah, that should
be a big relief. And I still feel, then that day, not as much as you'd think. Usually that like morning is like a depressing morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing drugs in your dreams is always
pretty Do you ever do it in your dreams and then feel like you feel the effects of it?
No, it's always, it's just the anxiety.
Yeah.
Of having to like, oh my God, I need to like tell my parents that I relapsed.
Yeah.
Like that's like where my brain goes.
Yeah, well, that's probably where mine will go too.
Yeah. No, I have one other dream that I remember. Like I remember I woke up because I knew I was doing the podcast. I was like, try to pay attention because, you know, usually I don't dream. But I remember dreaming something last night, but I was like, fuck, I can't remember. But I know for a fact I had a dream. But a couple of weeks ago, I had a dream that my parents were visiting me, and it was so fucking realistic. They were right in my kitchen in my apartment. We were talking, and then they had to go back to home. And I was like getting emotional because I didn't want them to go. And I woke up and was like emotional.
Yeah.
And I was like, I woke up and I like texted my parents. I'm like, I miss you guys.
Yeah.
And I was just like fucking bummed. And like, I think I didn't have any work or anything that day. But like, in a way that I was like, I wish I had something going on because I just stayed sad all day.
I heard somewhere, I actually think it was Jacob Lowry, he posted one time on Facebook about him, because he's sober too. I think he's like 2 years sober. He has dreams about his like high school football team or something along those lines. And there are other people who were sober who like had almost the same dream or like extremely similar.
Huh. About a high school football?
Or like a high, like their high school like sports team or like club or whatever. Like
that they were.
Maybe that's when I did my heavy drinking. Huh. Was, you know, in that time period. I just,
that reminds me of Tony Soprano's dream, right?
What was that?
That he was like, Tone.
No. She was a hua. Tone. Yeah.
No, doesn't he have that dream though, where it's like his high school football coach is yelling at him? He's like, maybe. Soprano, you're not ready.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen Soprano. I need to. I should have rewatched Sopranos.
Yeah.
You got me wanting to rewatch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And I kind of am. And I'm hooked.
I haven't seen it.
Lame.
Bro. Dude, you should eat that album, getting to Game of Thrones.
I will admit, I was kind
of. I don't have HBO.
I enjoy the Game
of
Thrones.
You can stream it. You can find somewhere to stream it.
Yeah. If you ever were into like Lord of the Rings or something, it kind of scratches the same itch, I think.
I love Lord of the Rings. I have the replica of Sting, the sword that.
Dude, I was just going to buy one of those. Would you recommend? I was going to buy one, a Sting. Would you recommend having one?
Yeah, dude, it glows when orcs are present.
We were talking about hanging up some swords right above our fire.
By orcs, you know who I mean.
That would be cool.
I was going to get Narsil.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I think that would be cool. We should get some lightsabers,
dude. That'd be lit.
Dude.
Right?
That is dude.
Right above there.
I turned into Danny Callis.
Yeah.
Dude.
Danny Callis.
It is high time that you get some lightsabers on your wall.
Wow. We don't even need Danny on the podcast. That was
I knew Danny before I did comedy.
How'd you know him?
He featured at Connections Comedy Club in Toledo where I was working.
Yeah, he's been doing it for a while. He's so fucking funny.
He's amazing. I've only seen him once since I moved here in the past year. And
I think he popped
into a show. He did. He quit. He told me, we talked about it. He talked with me till the show was over like 10, and I just stayed there, him drinking, me just talking.
What did he say about quitting?
We stayed there till like 2 a.m. Just a lot of stuff. I don't know. I'm not going to put his shit out there.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, if he wants to talk about it, he can fucking come on the podcast and talk about it.
I mean, it's just because he was just like that dude so in Chicago. Good. I'm just so, yeah.
He's like you know, somebody who's just
murdered.
Too good.
I've never seen him do bad.
Like, I have this one friend. He's so good at every, like, I mean, he's not like a fucking 7 foot tall amazing athlete, but like, he got really into pool, and he went to Vegas and won 10 grand in a pool tournament.
Fuck,
he got super into poker, and, you know, he just.
Wait, Callis did that?
No.
Wait, what?
No, but I'm saying, but this dude's like a math genius, but like people who are like, I feel like extremely gifted in like one field like that, they get bored with it because it's not that hard. And also if you know how good you are and everyone's like, we're all sitting here saying how good he is, but where Comedy Central wasn't knocking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at what point are you like, yeah, this is bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
I'm too good to not get what I deserve when other people are getting all
that
sorts
sucks,
of shit.
Man.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
He deserves it.
It's really such a slippery thing to chase because it's like
you hear that, Comedy Central? Fucking book Danny Callis, bitch.
Yeah.
They should also book that Colin Unger kid.
Also, thanks for listening.
Nah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Now it's like, we're leaving everyone but Danny. He's the only one who gets the plug.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when I moved here, it was like Chicago, you know, Chicago's basically like the third city, more or less, with comedy. And
I thought it was the second city.
Oh, fuck you. Show up late and bring that bullshit.
We're about to bump mics.
Yeah. Oh,
Jesus. You couldn't hear it because there's these covers, these hairy
covers.
They touched tips
of their penises.
Yeah. We're not like directly connected. Like in New York, it's like the industry's like right there. LA, the industry's right there. And like Chicago, it's like 1 degree away, right? But you're still closer to it than you would be like in like hometowns that we're from.
Exactly.
But it's weird to see like, even at like where you're kind of at the precipice, where you're like really, like you look like you have a shot, you still might not really have a shot. It's just such a slippery, like thinly veiled thing of like no one knows why or who gets what. It's wild, man.
This is somebody, Joe McMahon, actually told me pretty early on when I moved here. He was like, dude, like, because I still get like more freaked out at fucking open mics than I do. I'm more nervous at Shuba's than I am at the fucking Laugh Factory.
Yeah. Oh, I'd much rather do a show than them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and but he was like, dude, you are free to fail here. Like, the worst, you might get, like, he's like, I'm banned from a couple shitty shows. I don't care. It doesn't matter because, you know, I'm out here being funny and trying.
Yeah.
He's like, if, try every funny thought you have. Like, don't, because I was like, dude, I feel like, so I'm more self-conscious of what comics are going to think. I'm like, I know that but are they going to hear this and be like, I've seen the look on people's faces change at Shuba's when they think I've just said something offensive. I'm like, if that was offensive, I don't know what the
totally
Overton window is at all. Because if you were paying attention, I think you would have heard that I was on the correct side, but you might have just heard, like, I went to a black high school, and you're like, well, that's offensive. I'm like, it's a fact, actually.
Yeah, I'm sorry my life offends you.
Yeah, no, I've lost people on just I'm like, that wasn't a setup or a punchline, but that was a necessary detail, and I lost you on that by stating a fact.
That is frustrating, because it's like, well, you know, allow me to fail. Like, if you don't,
I've heard that's
joke,
a Chicago
laugh,
thing, though.
But you don't, I hate, you can't just tune out as soon as I start that topic.
Oh, and one of the guys, so I've probably admitted to like a handful of people maybe that I've in Uber that I do comedy, and one of the guys was like, you do comedy? Oh, you guys can't fucking say anything anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I was,
that's
just
hilarious.
He was talking about Louis and shit.
It's not so much what he was saying.
Anyone anymore, dude.
Back in my day, we'd jerk off wherever we wanted.
Yeah, what demographic was the guy that said that? I'm just curious.
I mean, I'm not here to throw this guy under the bus. He was a chill dude. But he was a white guy.
White guy, okay.
Okay. Burn him!
Chill guy, white guy, okay.
I mean, I'm not going to assume his gender. I don't know why you would put me in that position. You're forcing me to try to assign gender to this guy.
That he might identify as a chill bro.
That is funny, though, that he's even acknowledged. But I heard him, like, I've never done stand-up in New York, but I've heard you can say close to almost anything you want.
You really,
well, it depends. Not the open mics in fucking Brooklyn,
really.
But on real shows,
yeah,
it's like here.
I mean, I remember seeing like I saw like the same level of like but like without like the literal like backlash. Like people would be like shitty joke sucks, you know. Yeah. But it wasn't like a whole moral thing. Like there wasn't like moral judgment attached. It was just like, oh, that joke sucked. Like.
Which is what it should be. It's like, if the joke sucks, the joke sucks. Fine. I'm at this open mic to find out if these jokes suck.
Yeah.
But don't let me lose you before I've gotten to the joke.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a Derek Strong's mic on Friday. This is a different story than what I told you guys, but I'll tell Reese that part too. But he started out, he's like, if someone says something you don't like or that offends you, he's like, then just shut the fuck up about it. He's like, if you make a post about it, you're never coming back here. And I'm sure if someone made a post, they would have given two fucks if they could go back to that mic.
Yeah.
But this kid, I'm not going to say the kid's name because I don't know if
rules
he's like.
With an iron fist.
I don't know if he's new. Oh,
Derek
Strong.
I don't know
Derek?
No.
Oh, dude.
The name sounds familiar. I probably would.
Yeah, if you saw a face, you'd know him. He's crazy, but he's nice. He's a nice guy. But, I'm not going to say the kid's name who did it because I don't know if he's new and I don't want him maybe hear this and then.
Not going to name names.
Think I'm a piece of shit or something. But he signed up third when he wasn't third. He got there like late and signed up third. And then Derek Strong read his name and the guy started walking outside. He's like, you're not up. He's like, you're not going third either. He's like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are. He's like, you sign up when you get here, not when you want to go up. He's like, now you're going last. And you're doing 2 minutes, and if you don't like it, you can get the fuck out.
I fucking love this guy.
I messaged him. I was like, "You're a fucking wild man." So, and he's just funny. Like, "Thank you."
Just fucking.
That is amazing.
My jaw dropped when he was. I was like, "Holy shit!"
Not even
shit.
Like going up to a guy like, "Hey man, you got to
in front
like,
of everyone."
Yeah, like going up to me like, "Hey, there are ways we do this, man. You got to sign up for you guys." Like, no, I'm gonna publicly humiliate you.
But it was so funny. Dude.
I think the punishment fit the crime.
Yeah,
I mean, I love whenever people do that shit, but I usually just like, you know, passively aggressively like stare and then resent them.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna address it publicly in such a way.
Maybe that's what is needed.
You're just gonna talk shit when he's not around.
I'm just gonna resent him and never forget it.
Yeah, no, that's
well. Derek probably doesn't have the same weight of like trying to keep all that stuff in. Really breaks you down over time. Like trying to.
Oh, I'm a mess.
Yeah, yeah. Like. Derek probably doesn't have any of that weight of like, it's basically like a form of
Derek
like
doesn't
lying.
Give a fuck anymore, yeah. dude. He yeah. does not give a fuck.
If you
fuck.
Don't like that, you yeah. can get
we
the
pass,
fuck out.
I passed him down the street once when I was driving, and he was just yelling to himself. Like, he was walking down the street just like yelling to himself. I brought Jesus it up God. To him, and he was like, yeah, do that.
Oh, my
God. He doesn't give a fuck, dude.
Yeah.
Good for him. Yeah. Good
I'm guy. Envious of that. I wish I could yeah. do I that shit.
I think the only nah, part
but at well, a certain point when you lack self-awareness is when you stop being funny.
Yeah, it's got yeah, that's a balance.
True. I don't think Derek lacks and self-awareness.
Okay, and I wasn't accusing him. I'm like, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, he's just like, he doesn't give a fuck, and he's a wild man.
Yeah.
yeah, I know
it's
those guys.
It's
yeah.
simple as that.
I think the only punishment bad jokes need are like no response, right? Like, that's enough yeah, of a punishment. That, like,
yeah, that's the worst.
If a comic is smart, they'll be like, oh, well, that's clearly not working. Let me work on something else. You know, like.
Yeah, if everyone just stared at you, no one, like, literally zero yeah. noise or reaction every time you did something, if you get past, like, three, that's when I'm like, yeah. oh, that's something. Yeah. That just, there's nothing about. Sometimes yeah. you're like, oh, maybe there's something. Like, no, there's nothing about that that's funny.
Yeah, no, no one will rise if no one's laughing at them.
Yeah.
You know, well, I don't know, but.
We'd like to think.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, it doesn't need to be any deeper punishment, I don't
comedy
think.
Comedy
right?
is
like,
a pure meritocracy.
In meritocracy?
My, meritocracy in my experience. So.
You are not experienced.
I was being sarcastic.
Facetious.
I guess. Well, we'll cut all that.
All right. Edit and post.
Yeah, we'll fix that.
Well, shit. Well, Reese, what do you got coming up?
Dead comedy at 9 tonight. For those listening live. Reserve tickets. You
call
know.
In, tell them what jokes you should do.
Yeah. come to some mics and fucking laugh at my shitty jokes. And I don't know, I'm at the Laugh Factory sometime.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, highly recommended this Thursday at 8. Please come. And shout out to
Laugh Factory.
Shout out
Sunday.
To Dan Lynch for coming to the last
shout
one.
Out previous
He's a fucking
guest.
Man. Previous guest
1 week
out.
From today, the 24th, I'll be at the Laugh Factory on the 9 o'clock show.
I'm going Fuck to yeah. Master Debate tomorrow. Is oh, that nice.
Yeah.
Is this,
yeah.
This won't be out yet, will it?
Yeah, no.
Who are you going up against?
Dude, it's gonna be fun. It's me. I don't know what the teams are, but I'm pretty sure it's me, Tucker, Gasper, and Pat.
Oh, that's wow. fucking fun.
Really? That was my team. It was me, Tucker.
I've never done that show.
Pat.
I think it'll be
Willie.
Fun, but I'm also afraid it'll go terribly and I'll bomb and
it was bullshit,
myself,
dude. They hated me
comedy.
And Tucker. They hated us as a team. Well, we won one round, and then
this
we
is
lost.
My thing because I had to do this. I had this other like variety show at Finley Dunn's I was gonna do, and I had to cancel to do Comedy Bar. But I had heard that this show at Finley was dope, and so I was kind of upset because I was like, nothing is coming from. Nobody's getting spots from. Mondays
yeah, you're not doing any material bar. At Master Debaters.
Well, you could do like a short set up top, which will be cool.
It's,
but
it's 2 minutes.
But yeah. go up and get like 2 jokes, try to get a couple laughs, make them like you before you have to ramble in front of them. But nobody's getting any like spots from that show. Is that going to get my foot in any kind of door? Am I going to get to talk to anybody that books anything there?
Probably not.
I mean, if you crush,
because,
if you
because
crush
Norman put
and
me
they'll
on,
be like, oh, he's a funny
show,
guy.
That's not going to do anything for me.
Norman's running that?
He's a part of
he
it.
He always has been.
Really?
He's
he wasn't there
part
when
of
I did
it.
The fucking asshole?
Well, he might not be there, but
and Mark hit me up. Mark and Eric hit me up.
Yeah, it's those three guys. Anyway, that's been a little behind the scenes of the
talking comedy.
Yeah, well, talking shop.
Thanks for coming on, Reese. It was
yeah,
a fun time.
Thanks for having me. It's only been like 8 months in the making.
Yep.
Yeah.
You originally told
we
me you had a podcast.
Solid, man.
And we should have you on. I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Anytime.
Of course. Man. And a special thanks for Justin for coming. So
yeah,
thank you for coming.
Always happy to drop
we'll have to have you back on after you eat your first edible.
Yeah. I don't know what he's talking about. Goodbye.
Bye.